Could $53 a year from the average homeowner keep kids out of jail and off the streets? That's King County Executive Dow Constantine's Best Starts for Kids proposal. Constantine announced it in his State of the County address yesterday. If the King County Council approves, Best Starts for Kids will be on the ballot for voters to approve this November. Executive Constantine says that paying for early childhood development now will save taxpayers more money in the future.
We're spending too much of our money paying for bad outcomes. We're paying three quarters of the county general fund budget for the justice system. These are all lives that have gone off track somehow, right? And we're paying for mental illness crisis intervention. We're paying for addiction services. We're paying for folks who aren't reaching their potential because of something that happened much earlier on. If we know now, not just intuitively, but scientifically, that we can make an impact on those lives, to have somebody grow into a productive, contributing member of society and fulfill their potential during this one life they have here on Earth, how can we turn away from making that investment?
So research shows that this works, but has there been any kind of government intervention like the type you're suggesting? We can go look at before and after and see, yes, it's worked yes. as a government program.
So we would be the first government to really take this to scale, basing our investments in the community on the emerging science around early childhood development. But we've been doing great work in public health, working with individuals through the Nurse Family Partnership Program, maternity services, home visitation programs. Let me tell you just quickly about Nurse Family Partnership by way of example. We will identify through human services workers or a physician a young woman who is pregnant, who is isolated, who may be poor or at risk, and we pair her up with a nurse who helps her get through that pregnancy in a healthy way, nutrition, avoiding alcohol abuse, et cetera, and gets her to a place where she can safely have that baby. And then that nurse visits that family continually for the next 2 years, making sure the kid's getting the enrichment he or she needs for that early brain development to happen, that they are avoiding things like domestic violence in the home, or the constant threat of housing insecurity, of falling into homelessness. Those are the kinds of adverse childhood experiences that cause the brain to wire itself in a defensive way and prevents that child from being able to really engage creatively and cognitively in things they need to do to be successful in life.
Let's talk about the cost. I understand the average homeowner would pay about $53 a year for the new levy. For how long would the levy last?
It's a six-year levy. It's 14 cents per thousand. That's about $1 a week for the average household. And it is, I think, a really good investment for a number of reasons. One, we just all want to do right by the next generation. Two, we really do have to start reprioritizing the spending publicly so we're not just neglecting things and then paying much more to fix them later. That applies to roads and it applies to people. And third, our economy, our technology economy, relies on a well-educated, creative, energetic workforce. We can't afford to leave huge parts of our community behind and still have this economy continue to grow and support the work we want to do here.
So it's 6 years at the end of this levy. Are you saying you will be able to demonstrate and show that this money was well invested and that it's producing savings at the other end?
Yes, we've set aside specific funds here for measurement and analysis. What we do is identify outcomes, and then we use proven or promising techniques, both public and nonprofit providers, to get to those outcomes.
This is your proposal with the help of your committee, but now it goes to the county council. What's your sense of the council? Are they going to pass this on to voters in the form that you've sent it to them?
Well, I can tell you that the county council has had a keen interest in youth development. They developed a youth action plan, and they're continuing to work on that with a broad group of community stakeholders. Many of the council members on both sides of the aisle have, and they're nonpartisan, but they still have an aisle, are very supportive of this type of work. And I can tell you that nationwide, this is one of the last nonpartisan, bipartisan issues we have. Early childhood development has struck a chord with with both Democratic and Republican-controlled jurisdictions from Oklahoma to Massachusetts to New Jersey, everywhere people are realizing that our failure to make these investments is just penny-wise and pound-foolish.
King County Executive Dow Constantine, the King County Council now decides whether or not to put that levy to fund Best Starts for Kids on the ballot. That would be this November.